the Philistines couldn't overcome Samson. And so they threatened the people of Israel. And they wanted them to bind Samson, to bind him. So Samson let himself be bound by his brothers. And they turned him over to the Philistines. But when they began to mock him, when they began to come against him, the Spirit of your God came into him. And the things that he was bound with, he broke them as if they were nothing. With the power of that Spirit in him, he killed so many Philistines. He killed so many with the jawbone of an ass. Nothing is too hard for me. Samson was not a gem, but I used him. And I want to use you, and I want to not use you in a fact of just taking advantage of you. But you've been called and you've been chosen before the foundations of this earth, that you might glorify my name, that me being in you, not just a spirit coming upon you, but you have the Spirit that's dwelling in you. And as you are learning to lean on me and just believe in me, as that is being built up inside of you from the inside out, not from the outside in. That doesn't do any good to think it in your mind that I can do all these things, because it won't work. Because you've got to have it in your heart. It's got to be in you. My Spirit in you. And that Spirit will rise up. And the enemy comes against you in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. I will empower you to overcome your enemy. It is written in my word that my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show myself strong in behalf of those whose heart has been turned perfectly towards me, looking to me for their source of strength, help in every situation that they run into. I desire to, it's my joy to come in and reveal myself in that person and through that person to bring glory to my name among all the people of the earth. When I delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, the whole world knew what happened. I caused it to spread, and they knew what happened. And I put the fear of my people, Israel, upon the enemy. And my people, Israel, feared the enemy, but the enemy feared me in them. They realized that I was the source. The enemy did. The enemy knows the truth that way. But you need to know that truth, that I am for you. I am with you. I am leading you and guiding you as you keep looking unto me, as you keep listening, paying attention to what I am saying to you, because the words that I'm speaking to you, they're sent to you specifically to you for what you need. Maybe not today or the next day, but it's being built in you, because you're going to face things. Things are going to come against you, and you're going to go against things in this world so that my name can be magnified and glorified in you and through you. But it isn't going to work with just head knowledge. It isn't going to work with just, I know this verse or I know that verse. But I, your Father, the new covenant is that I would write my laws upon your heart and put them in your mind so that you become one with me. We think alike. And will move alike. And you will not speak except I speak. You will not say something unless I say something. You won't do something unless you see me doing it. This is what I'm bringing you to, a relationship where we are walking hand in hand. We're walking together, fulfilling my will and my purpose in your life. Again, that I would be glorified in you and through you, that those around you might know the power of your God, that you serve the living God, the real God, and not some phony thing, not some man's made-up thing, but the God who created the heavens and the earth. When I said in my word that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world, it's the truth. It's the truth. And this is what I am periodically writing this on and in your heart and in your mind, so that it becomes you and you become it. And you become one with the word, and the word in you becomes you, and you the word. As my son walked this earth, as the word being manifested in a flesh, this is where I'm bringing you to, more and more, through my word. But it simply comes from you seeking first the kingdom of God, my kingdom, and my righteousness, the righteousness that is imputed to you through the blood of my son, Jesus Christ. You continue to believe in me, I can continue to write these things in your heart, put them in your mind, so they become your nature. Not something you do for show, not something you do for your self-gratification, not something you're doing out of your understanding, but being led of your Father who is in heaven by the Spirit of God that's inside of you. It's my plan, it's my purpose, it's my will. And understand, my child, understand and rest in this. I'm able to keep you from falling. I am able to present you faultless before my presence with exceeding joy. Rest in that word, receive it, rest in it, think on it. Even in a time of temptation, even in a time when you fall and fail, all you need to do is tell me about it. Come to me with it. I'll forgive you. And as I promised, I will cleanse you from the inside out. My child, my eye is upon you. And I got plans and purposes for your life that's exceeding abundantly above what you can ask of. But it is all according to my power that's working in you. My power that's in you, that's working in you. Again, this is received by simply eating my word, receiving with meekness my word every day. So you're being strengthened, strength upon strength, glory upon glory, might upon might. Not by the will of man, the will of flesh, but by my spirit. By my spirit, says the Lord. The mountains will be removed.